Welcome to Ascension Gear Show 8. Neil Stevens is the host. That's me. It's been a strange time because of so many things. Trips to strange places that didn't go through. Weird things with the content and the approach, which mostly, I just use it as a platform to get the word out. But there's definitely benefits that come, and it doesn't come from pushing it big time, because I'm not one to beg for anything for besides basic survival. If I'm destitute, I will do that. But as far as trying to gather up people and make something bigger than what it needs to be, no. If people are serious about ascension, they'll just get on board. I mean, it's as simple as that. Very few people are. Most people are totally stuck in something that is a big cloud and they don't know how to get out of it. But I would like to say thanks to the people that do support, because I'm very proud of them, and it's a rare thing when someone steps forward like that and gets on the path when they have that type of belief. It's just so rare. I mean, I've met like 10 people in my life that are serious ascension students. That's how rare it is in the United States. I did have a fair amount of success in Australia at this one lodge where people were quite open. I don't know if it was the lodge or the people, but I think it was a combination. The lodge was a nice lodge. It was cheap and it was very pretty. The setting was great. It was the Blue Mountains. It was run by this Japanese guy. And he was just a businessman at heart. He had multiple hotels. And it was a strange ending to that. But as far as talking to people, it was easy to talk to people there. It was easy to be quiet. There was a large dining area. It was had this quirky stairs going every which way all over the place, and these little rooms where you usually had the beds, you usually had it to yourself at that time of year, but sometimes there were people that would show up, and it was just a neat place. And that was any time it's like that, it's just amazing. But right now, I have to focus on things that might actually work. And WITS and the Flying Saucer stuff, I can't say that that's working, but it's WITS. WITS is always getting things to work where others don't. Where others fail, they succeed. They survive, they stay alive, and they put out stuff, which people have they can't seem to do this in the regular world, in the free energy world. They're blocked, they're afraid, they're all sorts of things. And WITS are men of God, even though they're Christians, regular, I mean, like, you know, mainstream style fundamentalists. They still have that strong faith, and it seems to protect at least the main guy there. He's been saved from hitmen many, many times. And this doesn't happen by accident. Obviously, he's supposed to stick around to get this stuff out there. And they do get it out there. It's just they have some very strange ways of doing it at times. And then you've got Peter Stevens down there in Australia. And one of the people that studied him here in the States, putting out good information, I won't name him because he seems to be quite afraid of the government. He's still putting out information. He's just not, he won't show people anything working. And so Peter Stevens down there is putting out videos, and he seems to still publish stuff about stuff working with people he works with. And Joe, the famous Joe, also is still talking, even though he's not so public, apparently, although there are a lot of videos out there about him, which you can watch, and this technology is quite amazing. And between WITS and the Joe Cell guy here, which in the States, the one remaining, and the group in Australia who's still writing stuff, were with Peter, and I think one of them, Saul Mifflin, Milfin. Anyway, yeah, they're still putting out stuff. Oh, wow, that was a shooting star. I'd never seen one like that. There was a green shooting star that just came across the sky. I'd never seen a green shooting star. That was so unusual. That was like straight out of a Leprechaun movie or something. Green with a white streamer, and it just burned up before it hit the ground. That was amazing. So I'm getting a motorhome. That'll help. And I'm still in my van for now. And yeah, it's really strange when people support you when you're not expecting it. You're like, wow, that person actually supports, like really supported the show. I was like, wow. If there were more people like that, it'd be even more strange. It'd be like, where am I? I think I entered the Twilight Zone. I mean, when you tell them the story about the farm and this high goddess type being that was running the place, and you really don't get any response, you're just like, well, I guess that just flew right over their heads, you know, it flew right out the window, like recreating it type of thing. I know that if I really wanted to, I could just pump people full of something, and it would just take off. You know, I'd start getting all sorts of subscribers. It's like, well, what's the point though? This is therapy for me, just talking and seeing what happens. I don't know what's going to happen, but it is therapeutic. And if people, I have one person who's like really seriously supporting the show, and this person really surprises me. I'm just like, whoa, I'm really surprised, because there's no one else. There's one, I don't know, I guess I'll call him a kid, because he doesn't seem very serious at all, and he's connected with another show that's part of the network, and he's donating like $3 a month or something like this, which makes him a subscriber, but he's so obnoxious on the phone with me that, and backing someone else that was just acting retarded, that ran another show on the network, and that person backed out of having me on there without even telling me. It was like a day or two before, and I had to call or text, and she's like, "Oh, I've decided that it's not a good idea." It's like, well, you were supposed to. Why didn't you tell me like 4 days ago or something? Why do I have to tell you or ask you, you know, 2 days before the show? And then you get this other guy backing her, like, "Oh, well, what's wrong with that? You're judging her." I'm like, "This is retarded. You're judging. This is just common decency in business. You don't screw people like that." And he's like backing her no matter what. So I don't take this guy seriously at all. I don't take most media seriously anywhere on the planet that I see. Most of it's garbage. 99% of it's garbage. If you find good stuff, it's usually going to come from the lineage of the yoga lineages up in the Himalayas. You know, people were talking about that stuff because it's so pure. It's very hard to screw it up too much, because you're, how are you going to screw up something where the people have given up everything and live in the mountains? You know, think about it. How are you going to screw it up? How are you going to target them? They don't have anything. They don't need much of anything. And they're living these amazing lives up there. So how are you going to target them? Think about it. I think people in general are just punks. You know, they're just nonsensical, backwards. They have the light in there somewhere, but, you know, they're so wrapped up in their little dogma world that they have no desire. Their desire for high accomplishment is so dim and far-fetched that you might as well, it's, you know, good luck trying to wake them up. If I have 2 subscribers in 8 shows, I haven't really pushed the subscriptions, but I mention it. I mentioned it a fair amount right in the beginning, and then I think I mentioned it last show. I also didn't mention it for 3 or 4 shows. So, and yeah. So anyway, but people should, I mean, if the planet was remotely awake, they'd be just be jumping on board, because they don't, I know that you're not hearing this stuff anywhere else, because I don't run into anybody that knows who the hell Vishuddhananda is, Pilot Baba. These should be the most famous stories on the planet. The planet. There is nowhere else that you find this type of information. I mean, yeah, there's 2 books. They're both about Vishuddhananda and Gayanganj that have to do with that secret city that seemed to be, you know, this is talking about a man that was there. He came back with the abilities. If you come back with the abilities, it's obviously real. You're not going to fake it. What are you going to fake? So people need to realize and respect where this is coming from. You're not getting this stuff anywhere else. Don't lie to yourself about where you're getting your information and how stupid it is compared to this stuff. Just don't even bother. So yeah, it's pretty obvious that the planet's just listener. You know, the people listening to this stuff is, I mean, they may have some ear for it, but they obviously can't support it. They can't get out of their own way enough to support what's obviously right. The most accurate stuff on the planet. You can't find accurate information about Jesus. This stuff is, you might as well just kick it to the side. You're not going to find it. How are you going to find it? The only way you're going to find it is by an inner relationship with Jesus. The books are going to be garbage. You can't. They've been changed too many times. It's been way too long since he was here physically. You can only get accurate information about people that have been here recently physically, or the ones that are still here. Because over time, it just gets convoluted and destroyed, the information. Just look at the people that control the planet. Do you trust them? What makes you think there have been any different in the last 2,000 years? Corrupt, corrupt, and corrupt. Over and over. They change everything for their own designs. It's pretty obvious. This isn't the first round of sellouts. They're always sellouts, the people that control things. They sell out all the time. That's how they get there. And if they do, if they're not so bad, once they get there, then they get screwed over so bad that they turn messed up. They turn crazy. This is obvious with our current president. Yeah, he almost got shot, and now he acts like a freaking lunatic. Well, that's what happens when you almost get shot. I mean, you almost get murdered. You turn, you know, he should be in therapy somewhere. I mean, you almost get murdered and then you're gonna go run a country? I don't think so. It's not gonna work. It's not gonna go well. You better be a high level saint to pull that one off. Oh my gosh. It'd be funny if it wasn't so horrible at the same time. It is funny in its own way. But that's the only reason it is, because I'm so disconnected from the United States as a country, and me being an American citizen. I don't give I'm not I'm from the planet Earth. I am not from the United States as much as possible. I'm distant. I distance myself all the time from the craziness that is the United States. I mean, I do my best. Oh my gosh. So anyway, if people want to have some balls and want to prove that they have some balls, support the show. Support what's accurate. Don't go off on some nonsensical journey with people, with conspiracy theorists. You know, you want to talk about conspiracies for the next 10 years? Where do you think that's going to lead? Into the freaking into the gutter. Sorry, excuse my language. I'm not trying to curse on this show. I don't try to curse in general. The only time I curse is when I am exasperated and I can't come up with the right words. And I'm just like, well, you know, people, if people can't appreciate the high level stuff that's coming through the show, then, you know, maybe they need a curse word here and there to wake them up. But in general, I think it's a bad idea. You're screwing yourself over. You're not, you should, the language is abused enough as it is. We don't need to abuse it further. It should be, held at a high esteem. People should try to talk with a smooth accent that isn't in some muck land from, you know, hell. You know, you get on the, anyway, so I am against swearing. I do get exasperated at times, and I will occasionally swear, but in general, it's a very bad idea. People should not be speaking this way. So, anyway, hey, I made it 17 minutes. Usually I go about 15 and then I just shut it off and go another 15 later. And hey, that's it, 30 minutes. I know full well that I'm speaking the highest truth on the radio or in media anywhere on the planet. There is nobody out there speaking about flying saucers from Christian fundamentalists, the only people on the planet that seem to stay alive and do this stuff, and all the other stuff they're involved in. And ascended, the true ascended masters that are alive here right now on the planet. You name one other person out there. Go try to find one. I don't care if you don't like, you know, you may not, who knows what you, I don't know what in my opinion, it's too much for most people. It's too much good. They don't know what to do with so much good coming their way. So they just reject the whole thing because they're like, well, he doesn't sound like this or this. And this is what the high gurus will tell you in India. They'll be like, well, they're always going to have a problem with you unless they think you're God. They're going to be like, well, he's not, if he's standing, he should be sitting. If he's sitting, he should be standing. You know, just they'll try to pick anything. But the reality is that if you're getting information that's accurate on the highest level, it's not coming from anywhere else. Well, what's the matter with you for not supporting it? That's what you should be asking. So I've been sort of put on the spot about, you know, should I be pushing the show more? And in general, I'm like, well, why bother? You know, it's just they're not out. These people aren't up for this. But I'm not really. I haven't been in the past few shows. I haven't been really stating this type of thing. I've just been kind of going on and saying whatever just felt okay. I was planning a trip to Nepal that had something to do with it. But I am here and in the States still, and after that conversation with the producers about the one producer about the style. They think that it's a good idea to try to get people more involved. So hey, I mean, the only way I get people more involved is to get more real about what they're doing opposed to what I'm doing, because if I just talk about myself and ascension, yeah, I can go on and on. But if I really get serious about what people are doing and not doing about their own ascension, then it's pretty obvious that in this case that they don't know who to support because they're lost. They're not paying attention to the masters that are here right now. And as a result, they're off doing some stupid thing that doesn't make them happy. And this is not going to work long term for them. And they'll probably die and come back as a result of this and try this again. You have to get it right eventually. That's why you come back, is your karma is not clear. And you have to come back. So I've been bathing in rivers, icy rivers here in Oregon recently. And it's quite amazing what happens. You get tougher and your body starts healing, and I recommend it. You gotta take it easy. You don't wanna overdo it because you can obviously get in trouble out there. But follow the Wim Hof method to whatever extent you can. I would say just getting in the water is a big part of it, because it's just remarkable all the things. Of course, I've been in the water a lot in my life, so I have a comfort level with being in the water, swimming. It's been quite good. So I also want to bring up the reality that us here in the West, us white people that seem to control the West mostly, are not at the top of the food chain intellectually. We're actually, compared to these masters that live in the Himalayas that have control of the elements, can come and go as they please, we don't have we're not even close to the top of the intellectual food chain. So we need to get over our whiteness and realize that we need to look to the dark races, and in this case it's the Himalayans, but in my case personally it's also the African races that do these rituals with the Zangabeto. Zangabeto has bailed me out in a big way and continues to, as far as I can tell. I wasn't able to receive anything until I got involved with that energy. I was stuck in government institutions, or really halfway houses is what you call them. You were halfway part of society and halfway part of a nurse-fueled prison state-fueled prison, or stuck with people you don't want to be with, let's put it that way, just to have a roof over your head. So that's not a fun situation, and you feel like you don't know who to go after, because the person that got you there isn't on board with what's going on. The person that was responsible for the business, the death of the business, and the health issues that resulted. I talk about this stuff often like it's new information. It's not new, but seeing that people probably aren't listening to all the shows. They don't know who I am, so I have to kind of bring them up to date at times a little bit, but in general, I'm not going to bother trying to bring them too much up to date because it sounds too tedious. At any rate, yeah, we need to pay attention to these dark races, us white people over here that control so much money and influence in the world. The knowledge is coming from these places. The real knowledge, it's coming from the Himalayas. It's coming from India. It's coming from Nepal. It's coming sometimes from Tibet. This is where it comes from. It's not coming from the West. This is all the industrial complex. Yes, the science sometimes comes from the West. The industrial science. But the way to make it to the realms of the Christ-like masters, where the freedom takes place, this comes from a darker race, a much more poor society on the physical level. India, while having money, there's no question that there's money in India, is a very poor place compared to many Western nations, most Western nations. And yet, India is responsible for these masters, the Vedic teachings. So we need to pay close attention to this dichotomy and why we're so arrogant about knowledge and saying that we know more than we do. We're like little plebes in this realm of mastery. Just the thought that you're gonna sign up for thinking you're gonna rule the planet with a military or technology or companies, when this is going on at the same time, is utter blasphemy. So anyway, this is a very important topic. I won't be letting it go. I have to retain my white upbringing myself, because that's what got me to this point. But it's really not what gets you to, the far reaches of spiritual potential. And that's my job, is to bring this forward into the light. So I really appreciate the ones that are supporting the show, and whether it's intellectually or by money. And of course, the money makes things easier. If it's obvious that I can afford more shows, I will do more shows. And I'm not one to jump into something like that without being ready. So it's all interesting, and I'm very thankful for the support and the listeners out there who care enough to at least pay attention for 30 minutes, if not longer. Let it be known that the Pilot Baba story, the Shudananda story, Gayangan, this is where your thoughts should be. Even the famous teachings from the Western style, the Guy Ballard school and the Baird Spalding school. Even though those guys don't really seem to be able to prove their masters that they run into, other than Saint Germain, this is a very mystical person. But this is not something that they can prove I'm not sure they can prove Saint Germain was part of the Guy Ballard story, but the teachings are still on a high level. And yeah, so that's the end of the 30 minutes. Thank you very much, and blessings. Till next time.